There are just 60 pairs of piping plovers known in the Great Lakes. Many of them breed along the shores of Lake Michigan. Wildlife officials protect nesting plovers by putting up fences to keep predators away. But they can't keep the tiny shorebirds from eating insects as they skitter up and down the beach. The insects can pass on type E botulism to the endangered birds. Biologist Ken Hyde says the toxin gets into the food chain through fish, primarily round gobies, that feed on algae and the invasive zebra and quagga mussels.
Yeah, we've got some pretty good evidence that it's this cycle of the algae and then the mussels and the gobies feeding on them, and then primarily gobies coming to the surface that our native water birds are feeding on.
Wildlife officials expect to see a lot more dead shorebirds as the summer progresses. Type E botulism is not a threat to humans. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.